Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 7, we were taught that the easy way out of a situation is usually not the best way. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
But if we're going to reach that revival, we need the message. And we see that in verses 3 and 4. Now, I'm not talking about this new Bible version they've come out with called the Message. In my opinion, okay, my opinion, you'd be just well off to read a comic book, okay? If you're not going to read a King James Bible, why do you want to read error? Man, you know what? I have a Kia, a Sportage Kia, and then we also have a Town and Country van, minivan. Now, if my Town and Country minivan that I normally drive, my wife drives a Kia, but if that little van, minivan that I drive, if we find out that it has problems on the engine or in the engine, I don't want the mechanic to get the schematic to a BMW and follow that schematic to try to fix my Town and Country. Is the BMW a better car than my Town and Country? Probably so. But my friend, whoever fixes my car, I want them to have the schematic to the Town and Country. And when our lives need to be fixed, we need to have the right schematic, the King James Version of the Bible. And I hope that you have that. Now, as we look at verses 3 and 4, let's look at that message. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, circle that word, if ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hands of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Ashtaroth, and served the Lord only. Well, Samuel did not choose the easy path. He could have watered it down for 20 years and allowed the people to be conscience free of their sin and their weights and their wanderings. They could have been conscience free of that, allowed to follow their own pleasures and heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. But Samuel wouldn't go that direction. Now, my friend, it takes courage to go against the tide of public sinning, especially when it's God's people that are involved. And to go against that tide, to call people back to God, especially when they're still religious, going to church, and they say, well, what's wrong with you, you legalist? When John the Baptist said to Herod, it's not lawful for thee to have thy brother Philip's wife. John the Baptist was doing the right thing. But my friend, he was not doing the easy thing. As a matter of fact, it cost him his life on earth. Not his eternal life, just the life on earth. But he was faithful. I was learning today of a dear saint of the Lord who's about to go be with him this day, and by the time you hear this recording, that one will be with the Lord. And, you know, as I thought of that, I said, wow, people feel bad for this saint of the Lord, and really, they're getting to go to heaven to walk the streets of heaven, to see the actual physical glorified presence of Jesus Christ, to see saints of angels past, to see a place where there is no more sin, to see a place where there is none, no evil whatever, to be in a place where all is joy and peace. Don't feel sorry for them. Rejoice for them. Just feel sad for their loved ones. And that's the way it should be. When Peter stood at Pentecost and he charged Israel with the death of Jesus Christ, he wasn't doing the easy thing, but he did the right thing. And oh, yes, he'd be brought before the council, and he'd be beaten, and Herod would later have him thrown in prison as he kept on preaching this word of God. And it would eventually lead to his actual death after many years of service. But my friend, he stayed true. It cost him, but he stayed true. He didn't do the easy thing, but he did the right thing. We need men who will pay the price of fidelity to God at any cost. Oh, one time Peter messed up. It got him by for the moment. But boy, it took a much longer than a moment to rid himself of the regret that that moment brought him. We need to understand that and have the wisdom to understand that. But again, we need men who will pay the price of fidelity to God at any cost. Imagine if during the 20 years Samuel had given up on holiness, compromised the word, and started preaching what everybody wanted to hear and what everyone else was saying. Well, Israel will not have a revival, and we will not hear about Samuel after that. Samuel chose the God-commanded path. The message of separation is God's message. If you get nothing else from this seventh chapter, oh, I hope that you'll get that the message of God is a message of separation. And in this 21st century, we're still called to come out from among them and be separate. It's kind of like in the book of Leviticus, remember? God had a place where they were to go to sacrifice. And people tried to sacrifice in other places. God made him angry. He had a place. He said, I'm going to place my name there. This is where you will come from wherever you are to worship. Today, we have somewhat the same thing when God has called us to the local church and he wants to work through the local church this day, but we're trying to join ourselves to parachurch ministries instead. And we, in that process, lose sound doctrine and the doctrine particularly of separation. They're calling people to repent and to turn from their evil ways. Is that not the call that God also makes? In Ezekiel 33, verse 11, we read this, "Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel?" My friend, it is not God's joy to chasten his own people, let alone to cast a soul into hell. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. God wants souls saved and then separated unto his righteousness. And we need to understand that. This is the path that we have been called to follow. This is the God-commanded path. This is the path that Samuel chose, Paul chose, Peter chose, John chose, and on we could go down the line of other men of God down through the centuries that have chosen this path. What you need to understand is that preachers have the duty of calling God's flock from evil ways when they've gone in that evil way. What you need to understand is in this 21st century, a battle is raging between truth and error, between light and darkness. And that's throughout the world, not just in our particular religious circles or neighborhoods. And my friend, our lack of response or indifference, it does matter to God. It matters to God greatly. And just because people have been ensconced in the same position for many, many years, and just because this is the way we do it, and that's the way they've done it, and this is what the world wants, this is what people want today, and we're seeking what people want instead of God wants, just understand this. Never make a mistake longevity for spirituality. True spiritual maturity can only be measured by the Christian's adherence to the truth. Believe and do. Believe and do. Saying that you believe, but you don't do it, is not faith. You can believe that witnessing is a good thing, but if you don't do it, it's not a doctrine of faith for you. It's only a statement that you claim to believe. But it's not faith. It's only a statement. It's not faith until you practice it. The Bible says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together is a matter of some is, but so much the more as we see the day approaching. Some may say, I believe the Lord is coming. He could rapture us at any moment. Well, that's a statement. But it's not faith until you're faithful to God's house where the word is being preached and you're standing for truth and righteousness. You see, a lot of times, those that have been saved the longest express less faith than those who are the newest of converts. And my friend, that is such a shame. And a pastor has the responsibility to call his flocks from their evil ways and call them to holiness and righteousness. He needs to call them to prepare their hearts to serve the Lord. In Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 6, we read this. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.